Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's astonishing that we are not standing firmly with Israel, and there should never be any kinds of conditions on all that. When a nation can launch hundreds of drones towards Israel, and I'm not going to be talking about conditions ever. And second, I think that also was Iran had to have some fireworks after Israel smoked that Iranian general. And I am here for that. And I think it's just a matter of theater part of it as well, too. And it demonstrates how unstable things are and why we need to lean in and stand with Israel.
Wow. Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat, being pretty critical of the Biden administration for their handling of this attack by Israel and telling the Israelis to back off when it comes to retaliation. We've got Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio on the phone this morning. And Jonathan, what is the latest in Israel? The attack is all over. They're not expecting any more at this point, correct?
No, they're not. And indeed, Iran really has indicated that that's it for now, that it considers its retaliation to be over and done with. Retaliation for an airstrike on its consulate in Syria that killed a number of people, including two top commanders. Israel has said that in response to these 300 drones and missiles, it will do something, but it hasn't said what that something is going to be. The Israeli War Cabinet has been meeting in recent hours, and what's being reported from the BBC is that Israel's military has presented them with a range of options for potential strikes against Iran. But as we were just hearing there, the US government is one of many governments urging Israel to show restraint.
Yeah, I see that. You know, the thing that struck me about this is that if Iran was serious about causing damage, wouldn't they have launched this attack without warning them in advance? Because by doing so, it gave them at least a couple of hours notice that these missiles were incoming, right?
Yeah, there is some confusion about that. Certainly, Iran's attack was expected. The U.S. moved military equipment, military assets closer to the region in order to help defend the inevitable attack. President Biden, I believe, returned from Delaware to the White House in time for it. This was something that had been talked about and forewarned. But there are claims from Iran that it gave 72-hour notice of what it was going to do. Israel and the UK rejecting those claims. So some confusion about how much Israel knew. There's no doubt that Israel knew something was coming. And perhaps with these 300 drones and missiles only causing slight damage, only causing one injury, Iran either knew they'd be intercepted or was expecting or hoping to cause more damage or cause more casualties than they actually did.
Do you think that Israel would then give Iran some sort of a heads up? Because we've seen them do that as it relates to Gaza. We've seen them say, hey, heads up, this is the area we're going to invade. This is the area we're going to attack. So people can move, civilians can leave.
Sometimes this happens, especially in the circumstances where civilian lives are going to be put at risk. But what we've seen in this low-key, until now, shadow war between Iran and Israel are targeted strikes, assassinations almost. The incident which caused this this particular spark to turn into a flame was an alleged attack by Israel on the Iranian embassy consulate building in Syria. Killed a number of people, destroyed a single building in a heavily built-up area, very targeted, and two senior generals from Iran were killed in that.
You know, Jonathan, my question here is, what is the situation on the ground in Israel? There's a lot of talk over here about Joe Biden's conflict with Netanyahu over how Gaza is being handled and the like. Is there a sense in Israel, do you know, whether or not there is widespread support for Benjamin Netanyahu?
Benjamin Netanyahu hasn't really been a leader who's had massive support. I mean, he's only in power because he was able to cobble together a coalition of people who were really to the right even of him in terms of their social views, their religious views, and their nationalistic views. And many have said that because Benjamin Netanyahu put himself as the face of Israeli defense, if you will, said that he was the man who could keep Israel safe, and yet the October the 7th massacre happened on his watch, people say that's a reason why he shouldn't be in power for very much longer. So, yes, he is really part of a long-term struggle to maintain power, and it could be that people will look at this situation and say, look, Benjamin Netanyahu, you're really not the man for the job anymore.
Interesting. Jonathan Savage, thank you for your reporting this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, take care. He's live over in London this morning, keeping an eye on that.
I wonder what kind of retaliation Israel would do, and would they give Iran a heads up? I feel like they will. I feel like something tells me they will.
Remember when Donald Trump took out that general, that Iranian general, the Iranians felt like they needed to do something, so they warned the American base that they were about to send some rockets in, which gave them an opportunity to evacuate part of it, and the rockets only did minimal damage. But again, they did it to try to prove to their people they were showing strength. And the people in Iran never learned that the missiles didn't accomplish anything. They just knew that they were fired, and they just used it as a way to show strength. Here's what I think is interesting. You know that I am no fan of John Bolton. I think John Bolton backstabbed Donald Trump repeatedly. What he called this, though, is a massive failure on the part of Israel and America, and he's calling for a massive retaliation on the part of Israel. And I'm not hearing anybody else say this morning. Listen to what Bolton said yesterday.
Well, what Iran did tonight that I think was most significant was the firing of ballistic missiles and cruise missiles from its territory directly at Israel. Almost certainly at this point, none of those missiles contained a nuclear warhead. But you never can tell when the next salvo of ballistic missiles might contain a nuclear warhead. So I think among the many targets Israel should consider, this is the opportunity to destroy Iran's nuclear weapons program. And I hope President Biden is not trying to dissuade Prime Minister Netanyahu from doing that. And if he succeeds, and if at some future point the Ayatollahs are able to pull off what former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon called a nuclear holocaust, history will know who to blame.
Wow.
I mean, I support Israel fighting back, but I also think there has to be, I mean, at what point are we going to get into a bigger war in the Middle East? So I don't know how you strike that balance, but that doesn't mean, of course, I still support Israel defending itself.
Yeah, I don't want a war in the Middle East, but
yeah,
it's only going to get worse if Israel does not strike back at Iran. It's just going to get worse because they'll know they can get away with it again. What we don't think they have is an Iron Dome. So if Israel's likely to be much more successful if it counterstrikes, and they won't warn Iran that it's coming, I'll guarantee you that. That will not happen.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.